The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now we're going live to the Curramore Estate, County Waterford, for the 7th All Together Now Festival. News Talk is live all weekend in the Go Loud Lounge, a big tent in the Road to Nowhere section beside the big house. And Henry McKean is there for us. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and hello, hello from All Together Now. And yeah, my tent survived the night. Someone decided, Pat, to pitch their tent at 4 a.m. beside me using a hammer to get the pegs into the hard, dusty ground. And it was really quite cold last night. Also, a queue for the shower, but some people actually did yoga in the queue and they shared showers to save water. I even found a bar of soap, so I'm clean. And the music last night, Pat, was fantastic. For those I love, a visual storyteller and a songwriter. Also, Pulp, they were a different class. Something changed with Deborah and the crowds of common people. They all squeezed into the field for hits like Disco 2000 and Babies. And to be honest with you, it was absolutely fantastic. I wasn't festival ready, so I tried to change that. And I met this lady, and basically I put on a festival outfit.
You've tried your best, and that's all we can take. Are you festival ready? I mean, I appreciate the suspenders. They're adding a bit to the vibe there. I don't know what the vibe is. Bogger, maybe? But it is adding to the vibe.
I'm here with Mandy Deneen.
Hi.
From Colours of Love. I'm not in a festival outfit.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that, because we have plenty of people who it's their first time at a festival, and we have everything you need in our shop.
Everything?
Everything. I tell you, when you go out, they will not know you're a newbie.
Okay, let's put on an outfit.
Will we have a look? Well, we have some beautiful jackets here, all types of colours. I think the colours of the rainbow would be lovely on you.
The rainbow colours, look at that. They look absolutely fantastic.
Okay. Yes, they are. So this one with the stars on it, this is like people most popular. Most popular. Then we have these ones with the daisies, okay? Now, if you want to be a little bit more down tone, we have these ones. They're all fleece lined. Remember, it gets very cold at a festival at night, and you have to have, like we say, sunglasses, sun hat, and a really warm jacket.
Okay, let's try them on.
Will we try them on now? There's a few essentials you need for a festival. That's a sun hat, okay? Definitely. You're going to be out and about dancing in fields and you have no protection. So a sun hat, cover your ears, sunglasses, definitely. Bright lights, you'll be fed up with them after a while, so you need something to do. And you'll have those little, maybe a little headache in the morning, the glasses on, no bother. Then you have the lovely warm jacket for the evenings when you're sitting around at the campfire having a few cans, and you can use it after as well, as we were saying. And then, of course, essential to keep everything safe is your bag, and you can put whatever in there to keep everything together. So there are your essentials. I mean, I could go on to maybe a poncho, rain jacket, maybe have wellies if it's raining, but it's such a lovely summer, I think you're kitted out now.
Well, when that first woman you were talking to talked about your suspenders, the vision I had in my mind's eye was probably of not the suspenders that hold up your trousers, but rather the other kind of suspenders. And Henry and suspenders was just too much. By the way, Henry, what are you looking forward to today?
Well, Pat, this is the thing. I mean, anything goes. Any type of suspenders, you can wear anything you like, and people are. As I said, I loved Pulp last night, just brilliant. They hit the main stage at 10:45 and they played all the hits. And Christy Moore is going to be here, and we expect him to have a tribute to Glenn Hatzis. So that's going to be quite a somber event. Kneecap are going to be huge. And also artists including Underworld, Damien Dempsey, and Disclosure. Here are fans.
My favourite things about it all together now is I came last year for my first time. I've been to EB twice. It's a big an older crowd. There's no roughness. I could leave my phone in the tent and I wouldn't be worried about it.
So there's no theft?
No theft whatsoever.
And you're loving this vibe?
Yeah, always do.
It's so versatile. Like, the fact that you have families here is crazy.
How does it compare to Australia?
We don't have this in Australia. Well, not that I know of. And the fact that you can have so many different fields in one area is crazy. Like, you have an entire estate, is that right?
That is correct. The whole estate is full of stages, tents, you name it.
That's
musical
crazy.
Acts.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm loving it. Thank you. Thank you for having me from Australia.
Right now I'm on chapter 5. That's what I call it, chapter
five. I've opened up the book on chapter five now, and I'm looking at it, and, you know, it's looking pretty good. I'm seeing the crowd around, and I'm thinking, like, wow, there's such good vibes. The music's going to be good. The weather's good. You know, I'm just wishing everyone well. We're going to have a great weekend, guys.
And who are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to so many acts, mainly like dance acts, but Disclosure will be really good. Christy Moore, I will go to Christy Moore, for sure.
Love the festival, the music, the vibes, good times, good weather. What's there not to love about it, I suppose?
What's not to love about it? Leaving your phone in your tent and knowing it'll be there when you get back. I love that optimism. Now, Henry, all age groups there. So what were you seeing?
Well, this is it. I mean, to quote Pulp, people here are to dance, drink and screw like there's nothing else to do. But it's all ages. I mean, all ages are welcome. Kids up until 12, and then there's a gap, and then they have to be over 21. But there's also people in their 60s and 70s, including this guy that we know better from the football world.
Yeah, I'm Brian Kerr here. Probably more known for being in football than being at music festivals.
What are you loving about All Together Now?
Well, I was here last year and I just thought there was a great vibe. It was a lovely buzz. It's nice, it's fairly tight at different stages. Still a bit of walking to be done. There's a fair bit of uphill. Some of the car park's a long way away. But, you know, there's such a range of music and styles and a bit of comedy and different genres of music, I think that's the word, and lovely atmosphere around the place, and there's something for everyone to see and for everyone to enjoy, whether it's music or a bit of culture or a bit of fun or a bit of comedy, whatever you have in yourself, it's all here all together now. I'm missing the Trinity Orchestra as we are here now, because I've just walked back from the car park. I did two laps up and down to the car park because I left my specs behind me.
Easily
done. And as the night goes on, I reckon I might need them. I can get away with it until the darkness starts to come. Yeah, I'll probably go and have a look at Christy Moore. I was hoping to see David Kitt, but I think he's on at the same time as my own talky gig with the Off the Ball lads at 2 o'clock. Damien Dempsey. I think Damien might be on us when I'm on Sunday at 6 as well, so that's not a
clash. Clash.
Yeah, but look, I'll find other stuff that I'll be happy about. I'll go and see Couriers, and so there's a lot of other bands I've marked down that I'll certainly have a look at.
So that's Brian Kerr, and no doubt he'll have a lot to say in that gig with the Off the Ball guys. I presume that's happening in the Go Loud Lounge on the Road to Nowhere section beside the big house. He'll have a lot to say about Infantino, I would suspect, in that conversation this afternoon. Henry, what's the weather like there now?
Well, it's actually sunny. I mean, I'm actually coming from the Go Loud Lounge now. It's like a large teepee tent, orange, and you can probably hear the buzz behind me. Everyone's getting quite excited. And the weather's good. I mean, there was a tiny bit of rain last night. It's amazing. It's dusty, very dusty. So you're getting dust in your eyes. I much prefer dust than heavy, wet mud. And it's very different to the more established Electric Picnic or EP. It's, you know, I love EP, but this is just calmer. It's more relaxed. It's chilled. It's wonderful. And Pat, I do hope to see you here over the next 24 hours, if not next year.
I have more pressing things to attend to this weekend. I don't know, you may not have heard. I've become a grandfather yesterday, so...
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't. Congratulations.
So there you are. As I say, that's I think huge. I'd better be there rather than with you in Curramore.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you very much, Henry. All right, enjoy yourself, Henry.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.